Lots of people renew vows. That is something that happens probably every day at City Hall down here in Toronto. There's a couple in Saanich who are taking things, well, they're going to renew their vows, but they're doing it just a little differently. They're going to get married again on their fourth anniversary next summer. The story begins when 23-year-old Laura Faginello suffered a traumatic brain injury after a pole fell on her head while she was at work. The injury left her with serious memory loss, so severe that she couldn't remember her wedding day, which had happened just 9 months prior. She couldn't remember her husband, Braden, at all. Not one bit. I felt very trapped, she said. I felt like my choice had been taken away from me. They were living in the same house, essentially living as roommates. And this is one of those kind of situations that you often wonder, like, you know, what would happen here? How, do you show wedding pictures to your spouse who has memory loss and say, but look, this is what happened? But if it doesn't seem real to them in their reality, you can imagine, you know, what a difficult situation this is. We have some audio here. Here's Laura talking about not remembering her wedding. Listen to this.
I had met and fallen in love with someone, and I didn't even remember my own wedding.
Can you imagine that? Couldn't even remember her own wedding. Here she talks about her life after the head injury.
Waking up in my bed and I had no idea who he was. I felt very trapped. I felt like my choice had been taken away from me.
And here is about how tough life was after the injury. This is Braden, her husband.
Yeah, it was like heartbreaking. Like trying to go from where giggling and having a great time together to she has no idea who I am, and she doesn't, you know, she's scared when I say, oh, have a good day, I love you, you know, and that scares her, just that phrase.
Now, you know, imagine they'd only been married for 9 months when this happened. When they remarry next summer, it will be their fourth anniversary. So they went through a number of years here where there was confusion. I mean, there was an issue with the relationship because of the severe memory loss. But Braden left her notes. He bought her flowers. He re-wooed his wife that he had just married 9 months before. And, you know, we're wondering here, is it wrong to think that this guy should have just cut his losses and left rather than do the work of a relationship all over again? Was it fair of him to stay? Call me at 416-872-1010, or you can text me at 71010 and let me know what you think about this. I mean, I think there's something kind of lovely about this story, about the idea of re-wooing the person that you fell in love with. I'm sure that there were some very difficult moments, though, and I'm sure that there were some very confusing moments here. But let's hear a little bit more from the couple themselves. In this clip, Laura talks about rekindling the relationship.
I went to Braden and I said, I can't be in a marriage that I don't remember, but I want to remember you. I want to know you. And so I asked him out on a date and we went mini golfing. And by the third hole, we were flirting.
And so I guess it has something to do with the natural kind of chemistry that people have together. I mean, they were once married, they had been a couple, they had gone through all this. Now, after her accident, she didn't remember any of it. But I mean, I guess this is a testament to true love. This is a testament to what happens, you know, even in great adversity. If you love someone, you know, love will win out. This is Braden talking about how much they both want to get married again.
We both knew that we should get married, and we couldn't really explain it. I still can't really explain it. But that just penetrated into both of our hearts.
And they are getting remarried. They're going to renew their vows. Although I think for Laura, it will feel like the first wedding, but that's okay. You know, this is kind of a happy ending to a story that wasn't necessarily set up for success after a traumatic brain injury. Here, we'll leave this with the final clip of Braden. Here he is waxing philosophical about love.
Love becomes deeper the more that you work at it and the more work you put into it. it needs to be nurtured. It needs to be fed in order to grow.
Do you think that Braden did the right thing here? Do you think that Braden and his ideas that you have to put some work into love and you need to nurture it in order for it to grow, do you think that's right? Call me at 416-872-1010, or you can text me at 71010. Some people might say that he should have just cut his losses and left, but if he was still in love with her, I don't know. It would be a tough situation for me. I think that I probably would have been inclined to stick around and see if we could figure out a way to make it work in a very, probably very trying circumstances. The other question here is, was it fair of him to stay? Was it fair of him to not, you know, put her in a situation where maybe she would go back and live with her parents. Maybe she had more memories with them. Maybe, you know, something different other than living as roommates in this house that they had bought, you know, together and were hoping to raise their family in one day. They lived like roommates for some time before they had their first mini putt golf date and started to flirt with one another. So let me know what you think about this. The number to reach me directly, 416-872-1010, or you can text me at 71010. Really curious to know if you think that true love really exists. This, if it was Valentine's Day, this phone board would be lit up like the... I was going to say, if it was Valentine's Day, it would be lit up like the 4th of July, but that really makes no sense whatsoever. You know, you kind of have to wonder what their relationship will be moving forward and how it would be different if this accident had never happened. I'm sure that they will have a long, very happy life together. I hope so anyway. I love love. But I wonder if their relationship will be slightly different because, you know, they're coming at it without any kind of history of, you know, before their first marriage, maybe they were childhood sweethearts. I think it's a lovely story. I want to know if you do. Do you believe in love? Did this guy do the right thing? Call me at 416-872-1010 or text me at 71010. We've got Jordan on the line. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Welcome to the Night Side.
Thank you.
So yeah, what do you think?
I think this is crazy. It sounds like something straight out of a movie.
It does.
But I definitely don't think he should have cut his losses. You know, when you get married, you stay for rich or poor or yep. in health or sickness. So I think it's kind of just a true testament to the connection that two people can have. And if he really loved her, he should have done exactly what he's about to do. I think it's a beautiful story.
And go home and start writing the script right now. You can sell this. I know you can. Thanks, man. Thanks for the call. We've got Sean on the line. Hey, Sean, welcome to the Night Side.
Oh, no, that guy didn't make a mistake. He truly loves his wife.
Yep.
And trust me, subconsciously, although she lost her main memory, subconsciously, she does love them. Because the brain has been damaged, the neurons are healing itself, and it will take time, you know, maybe even years. And trust me, all of that memory she lost will one day just come rushing right back into her mind.
Will just come back. And it'll be interesting, and I said this just before I started taking phone calls, it'll be interesting to see, and this is unknowable, I guess, but how their relationship will be moving forward because they're kind of starting anew versus what it might have been had this never happened. But if she gets all those memories back, maybe it'll be even deeper in a better love story all around.
Yeah.
Sean, thanks so much for the call. We've got Andrew on the line. Hey, Andrew, welcome to the Night Side.
Hey, Richard, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's a beautiful story, and the outcome's really nice. I don't agree with the last caller. I go, you don't know what the human mind is. It's a very complicated thing. You don't know if those memories ever came back.
Right.
And you don't know how she's going to respond to his approach to win her back. It's great that she responded positively, but I wouldn't hold it against him eventually if he said, you know, love is love, but she clearly doesn't love me. I love her, but she doesn't love me anymore.
Oh, I think they've fallen back in love, though. I think this has happened.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree. That can happen. But if it didn't,
right.
Would you hold it against him if he said, you know what, how many years do I have to put in trying to win her back and she's not responding and we're just roommates? And I'd say, do the gender thing. if it was the woman on the other side of the argument, would we really hold it against a woman who said her husband who wasn't responding and wasn't knowing her, and after years she said, finally, I can't do this anymore? I don't think I'd hold it against her either.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. Someone on the text board here from Toronto says, sounds like that Drew Barrymore movie, 50 First Dates. I'm like, you're absolutely right. Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, and she had amnesia, and she would forget everything every 24 hours. And so he just would date her. They would have a first date every single day. Someone from Hamilton says, I admire this man so much. He kept at the nurturing and to a woman that he didn't stop loving. So romantic. There's a bunch of O's there. So romantic. That's Eileen from Hamilton. Let's hear what you think about this. Do you think that he did the right thing? It seems like everybody does. And I agree with you. Call me at 416-872-1010, or you can text me at 71010. From Ontario, we have someone that texts in, I think it's incredibly moving what he did for her. True love goes deeper than people think. He knew he still loved her and that he could get to her and let her make the decision all over again. Love and relationships take hard work, and it's very admirable that he loved her enough to put the work in all over again. And I like that. I like that very much. I think, and someone else here just writes, and this is probably, you know, kind of the final word here, but very cool guy. And that's probably the best way to sum up this story of a woman named Laura who had a traumatic brain injury 9 months after her wedding and did not remember her wedding, did not remember her husband, Braden. And yet, you know, they stayed together and eventually romance blossomed a second time around, and they're getting remarried on what would have been their fourth wedding anniversary. I suppose it's no different. This is from Toronto. I suppose it's no different than someone in a marriage who develops Alzheimer's. We only talk about this since they were so young. And then another, someone writes, this is BS. Oh, that's the first dissenter. It is the plot of the movie 50 First Dates. Well, oh, and this is like the movie with Rachel McAdams and Channing Tatum. We have lots of movie fans out there. There's already a movie with a plot that's based on a true story. It came out a few years ago. I forget the name. Paul, I don't remember it either, but that may be the Rachel McAdams and Channing Tatum story.